And I wonder if you could turn to the reading we had so well read for us, page 1134, 1135, Romans chapter 8. It's just for a few minutes now, we get an undergirding for the year ahead. Romans 8. And as we flick on, I've got one verse for you. One verse, Romans 8:13, for the year ahead. What does this make of New Year's resolutions? Romans 8, verse 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. So if we can flick that up, that'd be great. Well, I wonder if you can see this verse, how clearly we are told here that in order to have life, you have to kill. I wonder if you've ever seen that in the Christian life. In order to have life, you have to kill. For if you live according to the flesh, you'll die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you'll live. As John Owen, the great Puritan, said, be killing sin, or it will be killing you. So I want to say here tonight that we cannot be passive as we look to the year ahead about sin. You can't be indifferent to it. You can't say in the Christian life, well, I just coast along and God will take care of sin. You cannot say that. You can't say, well, look, I don't have to kill here. It's not my thing. No, please see verse 13. If you live according to the flesh, you'll die. Now, what is the flesh? The flesh is the moral poison in all of us that caused Paul the Apostle himself to say, I don't do the good I want to do. No, the evil I don't want to do, this I keep on doing. It's this bias in our hearts, this rebellion against God. And if you don't have it, you're very different from me. No, the threat here is real. And the demand here, can I say, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, is for all-out war. The stakes are your soul. And until you see this, you will probably play at Christianity, as so many did over Christmas, as they just come along sentimentally. But there'll be no blood earnestness in your life. There'll be no warfare on sin. There'll be no vigilance. There'll be no passion. There'll be no wartime mindset. So tell me, has the enemy, and the Bible speaks very clearly of a devil, and it says you're naive if you don't believe in him, has the enemy lulled you to sleep on this? Did he do that in 2012? So when it comes to sin, like millions of professing Christians, you have a peacetime mindset. Now, please see here this New Year's Eve that you are actually called to violence. Listen to the words of Jesus on this issue, Matthew 11, verse 12. Let me just read them to you about joining God in the battle against the sins that make war against your soul, that part of you that lives forever. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. So do you want to enter the kingdom of heaven? Then take it violently. That is what Jesus says. We're not playing games. If you want to go to heaven, do not play games. Do not play church. Do not play Christianity. Don't mouth the sort of syllables. You take it violently. Now, what in the world does that mean? What does it mean to take it violently? The kingdom of heaven. Well, listen to Jesus, these shocking words on this New Year's Eve. Mark 9, verse 43. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands go into hell where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It's better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell. So this is warfare in which traitors are put to death. If your hand is a Judas, kill it. If your foot is a Judas, kill it. Stop making peace with your ears, eyes, hands, feet, tongues, the members of your body. No, kill them. Ladies and gentlemen, can you see how violent this is? What warfare we are to wage against sin. And this is what we need if we want to enter the kingdom of God. Do you want to enter life? Then get violent. What did the preacher say? As I came on New Year's Eve, he said, I've got to become a violent man. I've got to become a violent woman. Cut off your hand, your foot. It's absolutely radical, this picture here that we have before us. Absolutely radical warfare on sin. But please hear me on this. This is not violence against other people. No. This is not violence against the atheist or the Muslim or the Hindu or the secularist or the husband or the wife or the relative or gay people or whatever. No, it is not violence against them. No. It's a violence against that in us which would make us violence against them. A violence against that in you which makes you, would make you violent against those people. The mean streak isn't mean towards people, it's mean towards the impulses in my flesh, in me, that makes me mean towards people. So I've got to become, 2013, murderous about my own lust, my own pride, my own self-centeredness, my own longing for fame, for praise of men, for comfort, for ease. And this is the foundation of Christian love. For we kill sin in us in order that we may lay down our lives for others. Because I'll tell you this, if you're governed by the flesh, you've got no time to serve others. Because you're serving the flesh. Your mind is filled with your own pride, your lust, your self-centeredness. You've got to serve your vainglory. You've got to serve your ease. You've got no time to serve others. You're serving yourself and the flesh. Christian love is based on this violence towards myself, my flesh. No, we've got to fight the flesh. And can you see what it is? Romans 8 verse 7, have a look down, there it is. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. That's the heart of it. And it's not just skin, it's this hostility to God. That's the problem. Now, actually, in 15 minutes' time, literally millions of people across Britain, millions, will begin the new year with a resolution. And actually, the resolution will be to declare war on the body in some way, won't it? It's not just Christians who do this. So people will be going on diets. They'll be giving up smoking. They'll be on exercise regimes. They'll decide to run miles and miles and miles. They'll stop drinking. They'll be battling addictions. But what is the difference here? For you as a Christian, as you head into 2013, what is the difference for you as you go to battle? It's in verse 13. Have a look down, verse 13. Let's see this for the year ahead. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit, if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. By the Spirit. What the world does not have as it sets about its New Year's resolutions against the misdeeds of the body this New Year's Eve is the Spirit of God. So the world as it battles against the misdeeds of the body is like Sisyphus. Do you remember him? The character from Greek mythology who spent his whole day rolling a great rock up a hill and up a hill and up a hill, only as he finished to see the rock under the weight of gravity tumble back down. And that's what people will find with their New Year's resolutions, for they have no power against the flesh. But you, O Christian, you have the Spirit of God. By the Spirit tells me the Christian struggle against wrong habits and desires, against the flesh, is not one I fight alone. To summarize what has already happened in Romans, let me just try and do this. Imagine a man who has been swept out to sea, picked up, perhaps he was in a boat, and swept out to sea in a terrible storm. And he's lying face down in the water. He is half drowned. He is as good as dead. The Coast Guard has given up on him. He just wants to get the body out of the water. And then another man who has no need to be involved at all makes his way out into the perilous waves and the torrential rain, and he hauls the man into his boat, and then he gives him the kiss of life. And as his breath goes into that drowning man and fills his lungs with air, that man is brought back to life. Now that is what has happened so far in Romans. In the previous chapter, we were drowning in sin, giving up for dead, rightly condemned as guilty, facing eternity in hell. So Paul cries out, "What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death?" Romans 7 verse 25. "Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord." So Jesus has rescued us on the cross. There is now no condemnation for those in Christ. He's bent over and amazingly in his condescension, he has breathed his Holy Spirit into us. He has given us life. We're in debt all our lives to him. But, brothers and sisters, we are still in danger. Because the boat is still tossing in a sea of wickedness. We are not yet home. Oh, the longing to be home. Eternal glory, the new creation, seeing Christ face to face. But now, the problem is sin has not finished with us. The flesh still wrestles with us. You know this, the proud instincts, the bouts of jealousy, the festering dislikes, the fits of temper, the things that tempt us and pull us, that whisper pleasures into our open ears. You know it in this great city. So I am safe. I'm in the boat. The Spirit has been breathed into my lungs. Yet part of me longs to leap back into wickedness. So the question is, as we close, here is the question. How? How do I put to death the misdeeds of the body by the Spirit? How do I do this so that my New Year's resolution is different from the multitude? How? Well, Romans 8 verse 5 gives us a clue. Romans 8 verse 5. Those who live according to the flesh have set their minds on what the flesh desires. But those who live according to the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. Well, tell me, what is it that the Spirit desires? What does he desire? Well, he desires that which he calls the apostles to write. I know what the Spirit desires as I see the word that he calls to be written. And actually, if you remember the soldier's armor in Ephesians 6, what is the weapon that soldier has? It is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So this is the sword with which I am a violent man, with which I am a violent woman in the year ahead. This is the sword with which I kill sin. I am to be violent. I am to put sin to death with the word of God. So this is how you put to death the misdeeds of the body, by the Spirit. So as you open the Bible, the Spirit takes his word and he puts sin to death. Oh, how does it happen? How do you battle sin? Well, the frontline act of warfare is to listen to the word of God in 2013, from the front as I hear it preached, in a small group, one-to-one as I discuss it with friends, each day as I read it for myself. Listen, 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 as though my life and soul depends on it, for it does. And some may say, well, Rico, surely you're overdoing this. I mean, you know, once saved, always saved. Yes, but this is the proof that you're saved. The proof that you're saved is that you are battling sin. It's that you're violent towards it. It's that you're putting it to death. So you listen to the word of God and allow the Spirit of God to put sin to death in you. And you battle until the glorious day when actually that boat tossing in the wickedness, that boat takes you home to glory. So Galatians 6 verses 7 and 8, what do? I battle with this. I drill this in. I ask the Spirit to put sin to death in me. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please the flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Listen to the Spirit. Numbers 32 verse 23. I drill this in as I battle with sin. Rico, be sure your sin will find you out. Rico, be sure. Fight. Come on, flee. Be sure it will find you out. Rico, Ephesians 5. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down when you're still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Don't give him a foothold, Rico. Fight. Come on. Battle. Be violent. Proverbs 5. An adulterous woman's feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. Rico, if you follow that, if you look at that pornography, if you go that way, you're going to the grave. Flee. Turn from it. It's the way of death. Listen to the word of God. Proverbs 5, 21. For your ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all your paths. Rico, he examines all your paths. Come on, battle. So in the year ahead, my prayer for you is that you are a violent woman. My prayer for you is that you are a violent man, is that you put the flesh to death, and that as you do that, you then become someone who is capable of Christian love to others, of serving others, for you're not serving the flesh. The devil doesn't have you by a string. You're free to serve, but it's only if you violently kill. So in the year ahead, will you kill? Will you kill sin? Let's pray. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Oh, Father God, please, by your Spirit, make us violent men and women in the year ahead. Amen.